Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, we are live at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Great to be with you today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. As we continue, we got 2 hours to go. It's going to be a big night tonight. J.D. Vance taking the stage, his wife Usha introducing him, and Donald Trump Jr. introducing her. So it's going to be quite the night at the Fizzer Arena in Milwaukee. All right, welcome back. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. So I want to share a couple thoughts with you. We have a guest coming by in just a moment, but Joe Biden is an idiot of the highest order. He really is. He's an absolute idiot, and I can't even understand sometimes how anybody could be that idiotic. But he's lost his mind, and here's a reason why he's lost his mind. So speaking at the NAACP convention in Las Vegas on Tuesday, he said he was going to cap the prices of rent. Now, first of all, the president of the United States has no authority to cap rent prices. That's number one. Number two, this is the number he said. So cue up cut number 11, Jimmy. This is the number he said for what he's going to cap rent prices at. Cut 11.
The idea. That corporate-owned housing is able to raise your rent $300-$400 a month or something. Under what I'm about to announce, they can't raise it more than $55.
He's so low energy. Oh, man. So low energy. They can't raise it more than $55. Where does he get that authority? Huh? Where does it stop? Where does he get the authority to cap it at $55? The question, of course, of Joe Biden, as now that Adam Shifty Schiff has called on him to get out of the race, because Shifty Schiff is actually worried about losing his United States Senate seat in California. That's how bad things are looking for Joe Biden. That's how bad things are looking for Joe Biden at this point. The other point I want to mention is that the assassination attempt on former president and future president Donald Trump. So I have real questions regarding this assassination attempt, and I do not want to rule out the fact that this could have been an inside job. And here's what I mean by that. I mean that it's very possible somebody within our government could have been helping to see this assassination attempt occur. It's not the first time in history that's happened. It's not the first time in the history of the world it's happened. It's not the first time in the history of the United States that that's happened as well. I'm not saying it did. I'm saying I'm not ruling it out. Because until I have all the facts, I'm going to keep an open mind because there's far too many coincidences here that it looks like somebody was able to help facilitate this occurring. Now, it could have occurred in a couple different ways. It could have been them working to ensure that security was not at a 10 for the former and future president. That's an inside job right there. If somebody is purposely working to create the circumstances by which he could be assassinated, call it what you will. That's an inside job. It doesn't have to be that somebody helped him get the ladder out of the truck. But if you just create the circumstances by which something like this could occur, that's an inside job. In other words, if you are if you've got the power and the ability, and you can create the scenario by which somebody could take a shot, because you have not done everything you possibly could to make it almost an impossibility. Look, it's an impossibility that somebody can take a shot at Donald Trump at this convention. It's an impossibility because of his movements and the way that he will enter the facility. And it's the way that a president would enter a high profile facility, a high profile event, via a tent so that a shooter could not take a shot. The cars are all bulletproof. They're bombproof, actually. They could take a Sidewinder missile hitting one of them and they'd be okay. The utmost security and protection is involved here. But that was not the case in Butler. Why not? So we'll try to understand all of that. But I want to welcome, we have a great guest coming by the show, and I'm so excited for this. So here's what I'm going to do real quick. We're going to say, we'll give our guest a moment to get comfortable and get situated. Take your time, my dear. I'm so honored to have you on the show. So you take your time, and as we do this, I'll say very thankful to my friends over at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place, for sponsoring our happy hour, 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Make your summer plans today, and I would love for you to join us at the Grand Hotel at one of these times. So I want to welcome to the show a woman who last night brought the convention center to tears.
Do you need to put this on?
Yes, ma'am, if you would be so kind. We'll adjust your microphone for you, too. We'll push that down. Can you hear me okay?
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything right now. All right, we'll get that situated for you. This is how we fly. We gotta be on the fly here at the RNC. That's how we roll. There you go. Can you hear that now?
No, I hear nothing.
You hear nothing. All right, let's turn up her volume so she can hear. How about now? Can you hear something now?
I can hear you.
You hear me
yes,
talking?
I can hear.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, wonderful.
Okay.
Madeline Brain.
Yes.
It is such an honor to meet you. My name is Rich.
Hi, Madeline.
Madeline. Nice to meet you, Madeline. I'm going to call you Miss Brain because you were amazing.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Yes.
You spoke last night, and it brought tears to my eyes. It really did. And I'm actually getting choked up just having you right now in front of me. So
yeah.
Thank you for joining me.
Oh,
I'm very
welcome.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, it's still surreal 6 years later. You know, something that no human being, you know, should have to experience. It's not a natural thing that happens for a mother or a parent to lose a child. Usually they're supposed to bury us. We're not supposed to be burying them. So this is why, you know, it's so devastating because it's something that's unnatural, you know. But we learn how to cope and we learn how to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving because we have to. We have no choice. You know, everybody handles that differently. You know, I have a sister who her son was murdered. He was 14 in a drive-by shooting, and it took them 14 years to make an arrest. And my sister was in a deep depression for 14 years until they finally made an arrest, and she began to get some closure, you know. So this stuff is real. It's happening to real people. Real Americans are really affected.
Project 21 Ambassador for the National Center for Public Policy Research, National Victims' Rights Advocate, and of course rose to national prominence after your war hero son was murdered by career criminals in 2018. Alvin Bragg is a disgrace.
Absolutely.
Disgrace.
Not fit to be a dog catcher, let alone an elected official, you know, a district attorney.
Do you think, when you watch him going after President Trump in the manner that he's doing after letting career criminals back on the streets, the same criminals who took the life of your son. Mm-hmm. It's got to infuriate you.
You know, infuriate, outrage, disgusted, you know, just how dare you? How dare you? You know, and then try to make me seem like don't believe your lying eyes. I know what I saw in that video, right? I never saw Mary Saunders assault my son with a shoe. And that's what he did. He dismissed murder and gang assault and charged this woman with assault with a shoe. That's not even a crime in the New York State Penal Code, right? Just like with Trump. They made up all these bogus charges against Trump, and we still have not named the crime that Trump is being charged with. Out of all those 34 charges, we know they're charges, but are they really crimes? You know? So I just feel so insulted and so disrespected. You know, just such a dishonor to my son. You know, put the lives of these career criminals over his. They're not fit. They don't even measure up to his ankle. You know, my son has never been arrested before in his life. He was an Afghanistan war hero. You know, received and returned enemy fire on the Taliban. Had two confirmed kills, right? So, you know, this is a decorated war hero. He had no defense. He couldn't even defend himself against these four homicidal maniacs with a knife. You know, if it had been one or two, maybe Hassan could have defended himself. There were four. Then they turned around and they stabbed Hassan's father 12 times when he tried to come to Hassan's aid. So, you know, these are people who had no business being in the street, period. You know, especially the brothers. Especially the brothers. So what's happening with Trump, you know, I'm not surprised, really. I'm not surprised with what's coming out of the Manhattan, you know, Manhattan court system with Alvin Bragg. I'm not surprised. He ran on it. He ran on getting Trump, him and Letitia James both, all right? And that's part of the reason why he won, because, you know, some people in New York just don't like Donald Trump, just don't like him. But I think that those people who hate him, okay, see the way he's been treated, all right, through the court system, and something in their heart of hearts is telling them something is not right about this. You know, yeah. It's just not fair. Because if it can happen to him, it can happen to any last single one of us. You know, and it's true. It's true. And he's rich, okay? He's rich. He's Donald J. Trump. You know, and they're being so, you know, wicked with him, then you know what they'll do to the average person. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Yeah. When you got the call to speak at the RNC convention, and I know the Trump campaign, you've been in touch with them before. What was that call like?
Well, actually, it was an email.
Oh, yeah?
An email or a text message, you know, asking me if I, you know, wanted to, you know, come to Milwaukee. First, they had to screen me, of course, mm-hmm. and they had to I had to speak and see if I would be selected. It was no guarantee that I was going to be speaking at this convention, but they set up a whole Zoom, and, you know, I spoke and I told my story, and it took 5 minutes for them to decide.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, hotel and airfare for me and plus one. And I have my sister Wendy here with me now, and she's so gracious as to come and spend the week with me. And it was, you know, once I was selected and confirmed, it was just, you know, a smooth sailing from there. Everything was done for me. I just had to show up.
Well, they made the right choice. I told some friends that you were coming on the show today, and they said you were by far the best speaker last night at the RNC.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're hearing a lot of that today.
Yeah, a lot.
That's got to make you feel good.
I'm very humble. I have a lot of humility.
I can tell.
I don't really make a big deal out of it, because it's coming from a place of extreme pain, all right? Extreme pain and fight. When Trump gets up after having his ear blown off with his fist saying, fight, 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 I've been doing that for 6 years, you know? And I know the type of tenacity and the type of gut that takes, you know, to really be effective and to really, you know, move the needle on situations. So it's not been easy for me. It's not been easy. No. However, you know, the grace of God, God's grace and his mercy, you know, has really been the thing that's brought me through. And I just continue to remain humble. I'm a regular person, and I have a regular 9-to-5. I have bills. You know, I still can't afford to buy groceries. All right? So, but I stand in the gap, and I try to be the voice for others and just try to influence them and try to encourage them to stand up and fight back. Fight back, because so many don't have a voice. Yeah. And you're just so with the fentanyl, so many of our children. I have a son 3 years ago who got a hold of some bad coke, and he died too of fentanyl poisoning.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
So I have two sons in the past 5 years. You know, I have Hassan, and also I have Rayvon. So I identify with every mom across America whose child got a hold of some bad drugs, okay, yeah, and were poisoned to death. You know, so This is, yeah.
You're a member, excuse me, of a very, very difficult club. My mother loves you. My mom lost a child, my brother, many years ago.
Yeah.
It's something you never get over. It's with you every day, of course. She also would love your hat because it's sparkly. So she loves that,
the,
you know,
bling,
the sparkly,
right?
The bling. You got to have the bling, the Trump 24 bling.
Yeah.
I love it. She was trying to get one of those gold hats.
Yeah.
And I said, well, then just go buy one, Mom. She wanted me to buy. I was going to buy it for her as a gift, but she went ahead and bought it. You know what I mean? But now, being here today, after you spoke last night, and I just saw, you know, people coming up to you right now. You're a rock star now. I mean, you may not have to worry about your bills very, very long after this.
I hope so. God knows I hope so.
But You're a powerful voice. Do you, when Trump put his arm up in the air after getting shot, and to your point, almost having his head blown off, I mean, it came within centimeters from dying, and America would have been, I can't even imagine
we'd
what our country would be like
today. We'd be preparing for a funeral right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Instead of what we're doing, celebrating, you know.
When he put his fist up in the air like that, his arm up in the air, and that, what did that mean to you?
Actually, I thought he was saying the F-U word.
Oh.
Three times. Yeah. Like, F-U. F-U. And I wouldn't put it past him.
Right. I mean, you know.
Like, you dirty MFers, F-U. I'm still here. I'm on my feet. Look. You know, so that's what that meant to me. And it wasn't humorous. It wasn't humorous because, you know, something like that, you witness something like that, right? And it's like surreal. So you're in shock for a minute and you really don't understand or realize your brain doesn't process.
Yeah, right.
Your brain can't process what's going on. You see the blood, you see all that. You know, it's like, what the hell? You know, so that's what I thought. That he was saying, F you, F you. I said, that's classic Trump right there. But then somebody said it, he was mouthing fight back. And are we sure that that's what he was saying?
You're a joy to be around. You got a standing
ovation
last night.
Yeah.
I mean, this convention was on its feet for
I
you. People were
that.
Crying. It's interesting to me how you are here, just two of us talking, even though we're talking to a lot of people on the radio right now and streaming on social media. But you're the passion, the thunder. I mean, you brought the thunder last night in your speech. Mm-hmm. It was almost as if a different person was on that stage.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah?
Holy Spirit, you know. And also, my mom was a preacher, God rest her soul. So I'm raised around the gospel, all right? I'm raised around preaching and teaching, all right? So that's just part of my DNA. It's part of my DNA. When I get riled up and excited about something, it just naturally comes out that way. You know, I had to go off script. Because I stumbled on one word. I said, this teleprompter thing is not for me. It's not going to work. So I just went all off script. I know my speechwriter was like, oh, my God, I hope she doesn't curse. I hope she doesn't curse. Because I'm known to do that on live TV.
It's all right.
It just rips. It just rips, you know? And so
so how far into the speech were you that you threw it out?
Okay, well, when we got to the part where Alvin Bragg, you know,
I think we have that part.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
You know what?
I fumbled on that.
Let's play.
You can see the fumble.
Let's play a little bit of this. Jimmy, cut number eight. Let's play a little bit of this. This is Madeleine Braham's speech last night at the RNC. She brought the thunder. She was fired up. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her considering that, you know, if you don't know the story, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg took over the case after he got elected. He negotiated generous plea bargains with all four of Hassan's killers, declining to seek murder charges against two of the four assailants. This is a little bit of Madeline's speech from last night. Cut eight.
My son, Sergeant Hassan Kariya, an Afghanistan war retired veteran. He received enemy fire from the Taliban, only to be murdered with a knife on the streets of New York City. The four assailants responsible for his death initially were facing justice, but that changed when District Attorney Alvin Bragg was elected.
Just the whole mood just changed. As soon as I said his name.
Yeah.
But that wasn't it. I think it's the next sentence after that.
Go ahead. Keep going, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Two of the homicidal maniacs responsible for my son's death had their gang assault and murder charges completely dismissed. One of them received 14 months time served. Alvin Bragg charged her with assault with a shoe. Another one was sentenced to 7 years. I later learned that Alvin Bragg often dismisses and reduces dangerous criminals.
Right there.
He wants to clear the jails and return violent felons onto our streets every day. The injustice was devastating to me.
This is amazing news here. I mean, who knew that Madeline would dump the teleprompter like that? This is breaking news here on the show.
At that point, I really did.
Wow.
I dumped the teleprompter.
And then you just spoke from the heart.
I just let it rip.
And just brought the thunder.
And let it come. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or else that would have been completely scripted, completely unnatural. All right. I mean, I use it as reference points.
Yeah.
You know, and to bring me back, make sure I stayed in focus and didn't go on a tangent, but I dumped the teleprompter and I went off on my own.
Wow.
My speechwriter, I know that he was like, he called me after. He said, thank God you didn't curse. He said, you did amazing. He said, you did amazing. And, you know, he helped me a lot. He helped me keep it focused. But I let him know, you know, that I'm not used to that teleprompter.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not used to that script. As many times as I've been on live TV, speaking live at rallies, even in the South Bronx rally. When Trump was there in the South Bronx, brought down the house, and that was straight from the gut. Straight from the gut. And I'm better. I'm just more effective.
That's the way you should be,
then. And that's who I am.
You should never use a teleprompter, then, if that's the case. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's who I am. So that's the story of the teleprompter.
I love it. I love it. I'm glad you did that. You were able to just be free be you and be yourself and let the Holy Spirit speak through you
in that way. Absolutely.
You did your son incredible justice last night.
Thank you so much. You know, I like to think and believe that, you know, the words that were coming out of my mouth, you know, falling on ears that are ready to receive it, all right? Not everyone is going to be receptive of what I said, especially from my community, right? They're not going to like what I say, right? Because they think that I think I'm too good, you know, to not be ghetto fabulous, you know, because I'm not, you know? I think I'm too good to not be dependent on a system or a government, and I am. You know, and I want them to have that same, you know, self-esteem and feel good about themselves, that they can do better than that, all right? And they should be demanding better for themselves, you know, of their family, their children. But too many in my community, you know, find it, it's just easier to live the way that they're doing. You know, and when I say my community, I mean poor minorities. That means white, Black, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish, you know, across the board. Anybody who lives in a certain, you know, demographic or subculture of a subculture, okay? This is where it's bottom heavy. It's bottom heavy, all right? And we need to clean that up. We need to clean that up. And, you know, we'll never get ready, able to get rid of all of it, but we can pull some people out of it. We can. You know, my future, you know, would be replacing the gangs and the drugs, you know, and all of the, you know, crime and stuff with hammers and nails and shovels and steam, you know, steel workers and iron workers, and get the OSHA 30s, learning them how to drive bulldozers and cranes, and use those young men that are involved in the criminal justice system to rebuild their own housing, all right, to repave their own streets, all right, but pay them decent money with benefits so they can take care of themselves and their children, all right, get them out of the street, raise themselves up out of poverty, self-esteem would go up, right, the family unit would be more intact. Even if the families are not together, at least they're taking care of their children. There'd be more peace, you know, within the community. And that's part of, I know it sounds like a lot. I know it sounds like a lot. But I believe that God can do anything. I really do. And with the drug addiction, a lot of crime is driven by drugs and alcohol related. All right. The low level, the robberies, the burglaries, you know, the petty losses, different thing. You know, I'd like to see when Rudy Giuliani and George Pataki were in office in New York, they bring back the alternative to incarceration programs, the long term inpatient drug treatment programs, 18 to 24 months, mandated through the court. Mm-hmm. If they can mandate us to take a COVID shot, they can mandate these people to treatment. Either do the treatment and complete it or go to jail. You know, and we had that back in the 80s and 90s. I'm a recipient of it. All right? And it saved my life.
Really?
Yes. It saved millions of lives. It saved millions of lives. Right? And people think that that is too cruel and too harsh. Why? What's not harsh and cruel about having safe injection sites and vending machines where drug addicts can go and get needles and crack pipes for free and just shoot up right anywhere in the street and just die? You know, what's not cruel about that?
Yeah.
Well, that's savage. You know, you don't even treat a beast that way, you know? So, you know, I hope that Trump, when he wins... We're not even going to use the word.
No, when.
If.
You're right.
We're going to say when.
Yes.
You know, that he seriously considers making the investment, you know, with some strict oversight of that money, because we're so tired of our tax dollars being squandered and misused and stolen, you know, and not, you know, the people that the money is supposed to serve, they're not getting the services. And I understand that's why people don't want to invest in our community. And it's not the people's fault about that part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the people who are in charge of that money. It's their fault. But however, the people in the community have a huge responsibility.
There's the curse. You knew it was coming. It's all right. That's why we got a dump button.
You bleeped.
That's why God made a dump button. It's all right. We're rolling with it. It's all right. I love it. We're okay. Don't worry.
To get their self together, they have responsibility. You know, we have responsibility.
Yes.
You know, and I just wish that, you know, we put more boots in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, as Republicans, you know, I'm just a new Republican. We cannot just give them lip service. We cannot. The vote is not going to be a given. You know, they're going to want to see something. They're going to want to see something tangible.
Well, welcome.
Okay.
And...
I know I
amazing job. God
Thank
bless
you.
You.
So much.
God
Thank
bless you so much. And I got to get a hug from you.
Okay.
We'll take
you.
A quick break here live at the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. We're coming right back. I got to give Madeline a nice big hug, and we'll be right back.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Ken Kersen has been one of my dearest political friends for 2 decades, probably. And as President Trump said, he is a genius and probably the smartest political strategist in the country. And he's also my guest right now. Good to see you, brother.
Great to see you, Rich. This is like a portrait of Dorian Gray because we've known each other a long time and you look the same and I've aged like 50 years.
It's not true. That's just a flat out misstatement. That's a cheap fake, what you just said right there. Total cheap fake. You and I were together in 2015 and 2016. We were down in Mar-a-Lago together. I'm only saying that because Chris Christie outed me in his book, so I can say that. Yeah. You have a company, a media company called Sea of Reeds. We'll talk about that in a moment. You work for a guy named Jared Kushner, who I believe is very close to President Trump. I believe he might be his son-in-law. And you have done a lot to help President Trump get elected, and I want everybody to know that right off the bat, which is why when at Bedminster he saw you and he said, that's a political genius over there, that guy. One of the smartest guys I've ever met. You doing well?
I'm doing great. And I do go back with that family and that campaign because I saw Corey Lewandowski by the suites on the first night of the convention. And to anyone who walked by who would listen, he yelled out, oh, my God, this guy. At the beginning, it was Jared, this guy, and me. And he made it so obvious he couldn't remember my name. He kept saying this guy. And it's true. It's, you know, Corey, Jared, and me, and, you know, trying to make a difference.
So. Yeah, no, it's true. Corey stopped by a little while ago. It was good to see him. But it's great to see you in person and your beautiful wife, by the way.
Melody is standing
Melody
right off
is
camera
fantastic.
Here.
She should really be on camera, not you. I'm just saying.
A lot of people share that point of view, Rich.
Yeah,
thank you for pointing it out.
But it's the same with my wife. It's the same thing. So, you know, I get it. The unity at this convention. Have you ever – you've been to a lot of Republican conventions. We've been there together, me and you, over the years. Because Ken and I go back to pre-Trump years in New Jersey politics when we were dealing with statewide candidates together in various campaigns, and I was doing debate prep and media training with them, and you were running those races, or at least you were the strategic advisor in the background. Have you ever seen such unity at a convention before?
Not even close. And I'll do you a little better, Rich, because as a journalist, I often go to the Democrat conventions as well. And I was telling on our family text chain, I was saying, you know, you go to these conventions sometimes and there's doom in the air. Minneapolis for the Republicans in 2008, and John Kerry in 2004 in Boston for the Democrats. And there's like this gloomy feeling. I have not been to a convention on either side that felt this energized and uncharacteristically for the Republicans, smooth and well-running, and you know, especially considering the shocking, awful events of just this past weekend. This has been a really upbeat, unified, friendly convention. The great city of Milwaukee helps. You know, everywhere we go, I'm trying not to be that Republican douchebag who never leaves the perimeter. I'm going to real Milwaukee and walking around the town and going to the restaurants. And, you know, like even like the waitresses with tons of tattoos, and you can tell they're not Republicans. They're just in a great mood. The vibe here is really good.
Yeah, the vibe's great. I mean, I was wondering what it was going to be like on Monday. I'm sure that you thought the same thing after the events on Saturday. But I addressed the Pennsylvania delegation Monday morning, and they were excited and fired up. And everybody seems to have that. Everybody's just really kind and nice and happy. It's a good feeling. It's good energy, as we say.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The vibe is on.
Now, the Democrat side, it's not the same, though. And, you know, they're renewing the calls now to push Joe Biden out of the race. What do you make of all that?
I thought he had survived it and sort of put out this fire, and then it flared up again. I follow... The guy founded Polymark is a friend of mine, and so I follow very closely because I think, you know, markets are smart. I think the collective wisdom of people putting real money at stake. And Biden as nominee sank from like 70 to 50 overnight. And you see they put off this BS plan they've been lecturing us for you know, 8 years about killing democracy, and all of a sudden they're trying to slide through this sham vote. So Democrats are pushing back, and it looks like they did push that back successfully. But it's not just whether he sneaks through or not. It's when you have giant, substantial, important players in the party not with you. I mean, you know, every time a Republican has rejected Trump over the last 8 years, he immediately became a media superstar, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're the Lincoln Project or Liz Cheney or anybody like that, you become automatically wise, right? But so far, the Democrats, at least 20 of them, elected, you know, congressmen and a senator who have rejected Biden, they're kind of like viewed as cranks or, you know, outliers or something. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep up that pose. Adam Schiff just caved today.
So. Yeah. Yeah, he caved today. And Joe Biden, of course, I'm sure you know, Ken, he told BET that if he had a health issue, he would step down.
Yeah, that sounds like someone trying to give him an out, an off-ramp.
Yeah, right? It does sound like that. But it doesn't seem like they have anyone who can really beat Trump waiting in the wings. I mean, we don't know what we don't know, but I mean, to me, if they run Newsom, his record is atrocious. He just signed that bill regarding taking away the rights of parents to know what their kids are doing with the transgender stuff in schools. I think he loses.
I don't think it could be Newsom. You know, our company owns California Globe. We cover California politics very closely. And Newsom has so many of these really crackpot bills that in California, where they don't care how it sounds to the rest of the country because they think they're their own special nation. But when they see how some of these really, really radical plans play out, and they're losing corporations over it. It's not just a low-stakes theoretical. I mean, and it's not just Elon Musk. There's a lot of companies who are leaving the state because they don't want to raise their kids there anymore, and that's high stakes. I don't think it could be Gavin Newsom. He's been a horrible and quite unpopular governor. But the Democrats have a lot of young talent, a lot of smart people in their party, and just a shakeup like this is really powerful when your main problem is stagnation, right? You know, their main problem is their guy's way too old. He's way too out of it. And all of a sudden, you put someone in there younger, you change the narrative.
When you think about narratives, too, I think the narrative with J.D. Vance, I love it, number one. I mean, I have three young kids. You know, so Patrick's 9, Claire's 7, Reagan's 4. You know this, but I think a guy running as VP with young kids matters. We haven't had that in a long time.
This guy, to see a guy with a 3 at the beginning of his, you know, age. And,
right.
It's
39
really
years
crazy.
Old.
It's and yet you can't knock him as insubstantial in experience. He's, you know, a Yale law grad. He's written a legitimate book, you know, not just one of these political memoirs, but, you know, a book that on its own steam became a game changer. He's really hard to dismiss from an incredibly important state with a huge tech background. So he's not, you know, he's also not easily dismissible as just a cookie cutter MAGA guy. I think is a really shrewd, wise choice. I don't know J.D. Vance at all, so you know, other than that, he seems to be a very powerful debater, which is a big piece of the vice president game too. Not so much the vice president debate, but the ability to defend and represent the president. And
yeah.
I think he'll be excellent in that role. So yeah, I think it's a little bit of a new generation game changer.
You know, Ken Kirsten, one of the things about Trump that you and I talked about this, I mean, as far back as 2015, 2016, was he's a fighter. Right? He's a fighter. He's a populist billionaire. He's going to fight for you. I think that works with J.D. Vance as well. But I got to tell you, like we're just talking to Madeline, my last guest. I mean, the idea that you have someone who's going to fight for you is huge, right?
Yeah, you know, I seeing your last guest here, I don't know how many people watch your beautiful podcast, visual podcast versus just listen, but I've never been to a Republican convention that had this much diversity at it. It's quite astounding, and this much energy behind that. There's always been, you know, a few. There's of course black and brown conservatives, like there are conservatives of any persuasion, but it's really striking how energized minority Republicans are this time around. And I think the party's done a great job of really involving people at high levels, not just speaking slots to you know, high profile electeds, but you see like the grassroots organizations really have you know, gotten the memo that this is a big diverse country with lots of points of view, and nobody has a lock on these. And I think the Democrats really risk just automatically putting, you know, 90% in front of any group's number and counting that in their models. It's a big mistake.
Well, keep up the great work, my friend. It's great to see you. You guys going out to dinner now? Is that?
We're going to get some dinner, then we're going to go see some speeches.
All right, good. Well, have fun. Enjoy it. And I know we're having dinner next month. I'm super excited for that, by the way. Thanks for putting that together, because I know he never would have been able to pull it off. So thank you, Melody, for actually scheduling that. But Ken Kirsten, you truly are a brother to me. And I tell you what, but I respect you. I respect our friendship. I'm grateful for everything you've done for me in my career over the years. I can't state it enough. I would not be here today without this man. That's the truth.
So you've nice done you so much say, Rich. For me, I love your show. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, as we continue here live in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention, I want to just thank our story sponsor, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariA. Also want to tell you that it's not too late to lose that summer weight. NJDiet.com can help you lose 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days, guaranteed. Just call them at 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or NJDiet.com. You will lose 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days time with the great work of NJ Diet. And it's guaranteed weight loss too. Guaranteed weight loss. It works. It works. And there's no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged food. And you don't have to worry about any of those nasty side effects that come with the shots and the prepackaged foods. So do it today. NJDiet.com, 855-5NJ-DIET. You'll lose the weight for good. You get the doctor's personal email, doctor's personal phone number. They're with you every single step of the way. NJDiet.com.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Guy Reschenthaler, Pennsylvania's own. And he brought me a bottle of water. That's the nicest thing ever. It's not often a member of Congress brings me a bottle of water. I used to have to do this. My job was to bring them
you
water.
You look parched. I could just tell that you needed a bottle of water, so I figured I'd bring one over for you. We got to keep you sharp for on air.
I mean, literally, that's what I did when I worked in the House. I would just bring water to people. How you doing, man? It's great to see you.
Doing well. It's just so good to be here. The energy is incredible. I'm thrilled that J.D. is the pick for vice president. Yeah, I think it really signals that we're going to continue to go the way of President Trump's agenda with the Republican Party, make sure we're focused on blue-collar Americans, the American worker, making sure that we're continuing to hold China accountable by having tariffs, and just going forward with this big tent where we're going to make sure those blue-collar workers are staying with the Republicans.
You served our country.
Yes, was in Iraq.
And thank you for that. So you've seen combat. We got to talk about Saturday in Butler.
Well, I did not see
combat.
I was in Baghdad. I was a JAG.
Okay, all right.
I was in the red zone, but
you were in a combat zone.
Yes.
Let me say it that way. You were in a combat zone, but we got to talk about Saturday and Butler and what happened there. There are so many questions. I'm glad today that the Secret Service director was subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee. What kind of answers are you looking for, Guy?
Well, there's a lot of answers. Number one, how did you have a rooftop that was within 150 yards of where the president was speaking, and that was unguarded? I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
Look, I qualified as an expert on the M16 when I was in the Navy. A 115-yard shot is not that difficult to anybody. You could have had a Boy Scout say that's a vulnerability. Why don't we have somebody on the rooftop? And then when you have the head of the Secret Service today or yesterday come out and say, well, the roof was, there was a pitch to the roof, it was slanted, we couldn't put somebody up there, but there were other snipers on other roofs that had higher pitches.
Yeah.
Completely ridiculous. So there's a lot of answers that I want. Also, why did they scale back President Trump's Secret Service detail? Did that have anything to do with it? I don't know. Was there not proper scouting ahead of time at the venue? I mean, there's a myriad of questions that need to be answered. But I think that the House, with our oversight, we should be able to get to the bottom of it, or at least ask the questions that should be asked.
Now, are you your committees? Remind me again, your committees.
So I'm on probably the most two boring committees to your audience. I'm on the Appropriations Committee, and I'm on the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee decides which amendments, if any, get onto bills. But I'm the Chief Deputy Whip, so
yes.
My focus is really making sure that I'm helping Tom Emmer, the Majority Whip, make sure that we have enough votes to pass whatever bills we have running that week. That's really my main focus.
Are you happy with Speaker Johnson?
I'm very happy with him.
Good.
No, like, look, I'm a Kevin McCarthy guy. I wish that we would have kept Kevin McCarthy. It's a shame what happened. But look, I supported whoever the majority of the conference was going to support. When it was Steve Scalise, I was supporting Steve. When it was Jim Jordan, I was supporting Jim Jordan. Then, of course, Johnson supported Johnson. And before Johnson, of course, I was supporting Tom Emmer. It's absolutely horrible what we went through changing speakers. I don't think the public understands the chaos that caused within the party. But luckily, we've been able to get everything together, and we'd be able to pass a lot of big pieces of legislation. But remember, under Kevin McCarthy, we passed H.R. 1, which unleashed American energy. It went and died in the Senate, of course. We passed H.R. 2, the first border security bill we had passed since the mid-90s. Of course, that went to die in the Senate. We had the Parental Bill of Rights. We had Limit, Save, Grow, which then became the Fiscal Responsibility Act to raise the debt ceiling but curtailed domestic spending or discretionary spending, rather. So we had huge, huge wins under Kevin McCarthy. It's just such a shame that we went in the direction that we went, and it's because of eight people decided that Kevin wasn't representing us.
Talk about Pennsylvania, your state, and where I broadcast from. Dave McCormick stopped by a little bit earlier today. I think he's got a strong chance to win. I think, you know, Trump wins PA, McCormick wins the Senate seat. That's how I look at it.
Dave McCormick has a really good shot at winning Pennsylvania. If you look at where Trump is right now in the polls, remember, in 2016, Trump was never ahead in the polls, and he, of course, won Pennsylvania. The fact that President Trump is now up 2-4, sometimes you have him showing like 6 points up in Pennsylvania, that means that he's going to have coattails that can bring people across the finish line. And Dave's a very strong candidate. He's very well-funded, military background, went to the academy, actually wrestled for the military academy, which is really big, especially in southwestern Pennsylvania, self-made businessman. That's going to resonate. And because we have Dave McCormick at the top of the ticket along with Trump, it's going to help the other candidates that are lower on the ticket, whether that's state Senate, state House, or our congressional seats. I think we have three pickup opportunities in the House. Mm-hmm. For example, we could pick up the seat in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's currently Matt Cartwright's seat. We got a great candidate, Rob Bresnahan, in that seat. I think Susan Wild, that's in Allentown. I think we can beat Susan Wild with a candidate we have there, Ryan McKenzie. And then there's Connor Lamb's old seat, which is now held by a gentleman named DeLuzio. We have a great candidate there, Rob Mercury, a combat vet, went to the academy, worked at PNC. He could very well beat DeLuzio. So that's three pickups that we have right now. That would almost double the majority that we have in the House right now. We have a 4-seat majority.
Wow.
So just three pickups would be amazing. I'm super bullish on where we are. I mean, I was in New England. I was in three states in 5 days in New England. I mean, if you would have told me a few years ago I'd be in New England campaigning for candidates there and they were actually viable and we had a shot of winning, I would have thought you were crazy. But we could have two pickup opportunities in Connecticut, Maine too. That's Jared Golden's seat. We have a phenomenal candidate there, Austin Terrio, former NASCAR driver. I think he will win. I think George Logan in Connecticut will win too. And then we have a great pickup opportunity in New York with Allison Esposito. So if you just look at Pennsylvania, New York, and New England, you could have anywhere between seven or eight pickup opportunities right there. And wow. If we have a mediocre night, that's still, you know, like three or four. But again, that almost doubles our majority in the House. And then if you look around the map, North Carolina, because of redistricting, we've got three that are pretty much slam dunks. We have one that's going to be a dogfight. You've got Alaska that will pick up this time now that we have a head-on-head race. They've got ranked choice voting out there, so the Democrats were able to run away with it because the Republicans were split. And then you have a lot of Democrats that were really popular but in swing districts, and they're retiring, or they ran for the Senate and lost. Slotkin is a great example. We got a great candidate running for her seat. We have the Katie Porter seat in Orange County, California. We've got a great candidate there. I think we win. And then we have a bunch of like one-off seats. One that comes to my mind is Stockton, California. That's a pretty Democratic area, but the Republican is a mayor in that area. He's running for Congress. If he performs in Stockton, where like he did when he was running for mayor, we should be able to win that seat as well. We got one, I think it's Colorado 8. We got a great candidate, Gabe Evans, running there. We should be able to pick up that seat. So we may be able to expand the majority by quite a bit.
I'm so happy to hear that, Guy Reschenthaler. And, you know, I spoke the other morning at the Pennsylvania delegation breakfast. Everybody in the room is fired up. I mean, excited. It's almost like they can sense victory. They got to work hard, of course. We got to work hard. We got to get those mail-in ballots in. We got to make sure the election's secure. We got to do all those things. But you're making me feel really good right now that we can not only keep the House but also expand the seats. And then if we could get Dave in the Senate, we could pick up the Senate. And imagine that, Trump and both houses of Congress. Could you imagine?
Imagine what we could do in those 2 years.
Oh, man.
When we have the majority. I mean, what we can do with immigration, what we can do with the economy, what we can do to hold China accountable, what we can do to get the wokeness out of the military and make people want to actually enlist in the military again.
Yeah.
I mean, our recruitment numbers are horrible.
They're terrible,
the
right?
The only one that's hitting the recruitment are the U.S. Marines. They're barely hitting it. And the Space Force, which is so small, it doesn't even count. But the Navy, Army, Air Force cannot hit their recruiting numbers. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But going back to the Senate, I mean, it's not only Pennsylvania. If you want to get really excited, look at the Senate map. West Virginia is basically in the bag with Jim Justice. We're going to win West Virginia. Now that Hogan
He brought his dog out last night.
Well, of course.
I mean, obviously. That was awesome.
Keep that dog away from Governor Noem.
Too soon, Guy Reschenthaler. Too soon.
So West Virginia, Pennsylvania's on the map. Maryland with Hogan. With Hogan there, we could win that seat, Rich. And then Ohio, we got a really good shot of picking that up. And then Montana, we can probably beat Tester with a gentleman named Sheehy, a veteran. So, and we even, if it's a really good night, we could even get Kerry Lake in there from the Southwest. So we've got a lot of chances to really put big numbers on the board in terms of the Senate and the House.
It's always great to see you, my friend.
Hey, you too,
I
Rich.
Really appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, we're live here in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. Quick break. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Guy Reschenthaler, Pennsylvania's own, and he brought me a bottle of water. That's the nicest thing ever. It's not often a member of Congress brings me a bottle of water. I used to have to do this. My job was to bring them
you
water.
You look parched. I could just tell that you needed a bottle of water, so I figured I'd bring one over for you. We got to keep you sharp for on air.
I mean, literally, it's what I did when I worked in the House. I would just bring water to people. How you doing, man? It's great to see you.
Doing well. It's just so good to be here. The energy is incredible. I'm thrilled that JD is the pick for vice president. Yeah, I think it really signals that we're going to continue to go the way of President Trump's agenda with the Republican Party, make sure we're focused on blue-collar Americans, the American worker, making sure that we're continuing to hold China accountable by having tariffs, and just going forward with this big tent where we're going to make sure those blue-collar workers are staying with the Republicans.
You served our country.
Yes, was in Iraq.
And thank you for that. So you've seen combat. We got to talk about Saturday in Butler.
Well, I did not see combat.
I was
in Baghdad. I was a JAG.
I was in
the red zone, but never.
You were in a combat zone. Let me say it that way. You were in a combat zone, but we got to talk about Saturday in Butler and what happened there. There are so many questions. I'm glad today that the Secret Service director was subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee. What kind of answers are you looking for, Guy?
Well, there's a lot of answers. Number one, how did you have a rooftop that was within 150 yards of where the president was speaking, and that was unguarded? I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
Look, I qualified as an expert on the M16 when I was in the Navy. A 115-yard shot is not that difficult to anybody. You could have had a Boy Scout say, that's a vulnerability. Why don't we have somebody on the rooftop? And then when you have the head of the Secret Service today or yesterday come out and say, well, there was a pitch to the roof. It was slanted. We couldn't put somebody up there. But there were other snipers on other roofs that had higher pitches.
Yeah.
Completely ridiculous. So there's a lot of answers that I want. Also, why did they scale back President Trump's Secret Service detail? Did that have anything to do with it? I don't know. Was there not proper scouting ahead of time at the venue? I mean, there's a myriad of questions that need to be answered. But I think that the House, with our oversight, we should be able to get to the bottom of it, or at least ask the questions that should be asked.
Now, are you your committees? Remind me again, your committees.
So I'm on probably the most two boring committees to your audience. I'm on the Appropriations Committee, and I'm on the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee decides which amendments, if any, get onto bills. But I'm the Chief Deputy Whip. So
yes.
My focus is really making sure that I'm helping Tom Emmer, the Majority Whip, make sure that we have enough votes to pass whatever bills we have running that week. That's really my main focus.
Are you happy with Speaker Johnson?
I'm very happy with him.
Good.
No, look, I'm a Kevin McCarthy guy. I wish that we would have kept Kevin McCarthy. It's a shame what happened. But look, I supported whoever the majority of the conference was going to support. When it was Steve Scalise, I was supporting Steve. When it was Jim Jordan, I was supporting Jim Jordan. Then, of course, Johnson supported Johnson. And before Johnson, of course, I was supporting Tom Emmer. It's absolutely horrible what we went through, changing speakers. I don't think the public understands the chaos that caused within the party. But luckily, we've been able to get everything together.
together and we'd be able to pass a lot of big pieces of legislation. But remember, under Kevin McCarthy, we passed H.R. 1, which unleashed American energy. It went and died in the Senate, of course. We passed H.R. 2, the first border security we had ever, first border security bill we had passed since the mid-90s. Of course, that went to die in the Senate. We had the Parental Bill of Rights. We had Limit, Save, Grow, which then became the Fiscal Responsibility Act to raise the debt ceiling, but curtailed domestic spending, or discretionary spending, rather. So we had huge, huge wins under Kevin McCarthy. It's just such a shame that we went in the direction that we went. And it's because of eight people decided that Kevin wasn't representing us.
Talk about Pennsylvania, your state and where I broadcast from. Dave McCormick stopped by a little bit earlier today. I think he's got a strong chance to win. I think, you know, Trump wins PA, McCormick wins the Senate seat. That's how I look at it.
Dave McCormick has a really good shot at winning Pennsylvania. If you look at where Trump is right now in the polls, remember, in 2016, Trump was never ahead in the polls, and he, of course, won Pennsylvania. The fact that President Trump is now up 2-4, sometimes you have him showing like he's 6 points up in Pennsylvania, that means that he's going to have coattails that can bring people across the finish line. And Dave's a very strong candidate. He's very well-funded, military background, went to the academy, actually wrestled for the military academy, which is really big, especially in southwestern Pennsylvania, self-made businessman. That's going to resonate. And because we have Dave McCormick at the top of the ticket along with Trump, it's going to help the other candidates that are lower on the ticket, whether that's state Senate, state House, or our congressional seats. I think we have three pickup opportunities in the House. Mm-hmm. For example, we could pick up the seat in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's currently Matt Cartwright's seat. We got a great candidate, Rob Bresnahan, in that seat. I think Susan Wild, that's in Allentown. I think we can beat Susan Wild with a candidate we have there, Ryan McKenzie. And then there's Connor Lamb's old seat, which is now held by a gentleman named DeLuzio. We have a great candidate there, Rob Mercury, a combat vet, went to the academy, worked at PNC. He could very well beat DeLuzio. So that's three pickups that we have right now. That would almost double the majority that we have in the House right now. We have a four-seat majority.
Wow.
So just three pickups would be amazing. I'm super bullish on where we are. I mean, I was in New England. I was in three states in 5 days in New England. I mean, if you would have told me a few years ago I'd be in New England campaigning for candidates there and they were actually viable and we had a shot of winning, I would have thought you were crazy. But we could have two pickup opportunities in Connecticut, Maine too. That's Jared Golden's seat. We have a phenomenal candidate there, Austin Terrio, former NASCAR driver. I think he will win. I think George Logan in Connecticut will win too. And then we have a great pickup opportunity in New York with Allison Esposito. So if you just look at Pennsylvania, New York, and New England, you could have anywhere between 7 or 8 pickup opportunities right there. And
wow,
if we have a mediocre night, that's still, you know, like 3 or 4. But again, that almost doubles our majority in the House. And then if you look around the map, North Carolina, because of redistricting, we've got three that are pretty much slam dunks. We have one that's going to be a dogfight. You've got Alaska that we'll pick up this time now that we have a head-on-head race. They've got ranked choice voting out there, so the Democrats were able to run away with it because the Republicans were split. And then you have a lot of Democrats that were really popular but in swing districts, and they're retiring, or they ran for the Senate and lost. Slotkin is a great example. We got a great candidate running for her seat. We have the Katie Porter seat in Orange County, California. We've got a great candidate there. I think we win. And then we have a bunch of like one-off seats. One that comes to my mind is Stockton, California. That's a pretty Democratic area, but the Republican is a mayor in that area. He's running for Congress. If he performs in Stockton, where like he did when he was running for mayor, we should be able to win that seat as well. We got one, I think it's Colorado 8. We got a great candidate, Gabe Evans, running there. We should be able to pick up that seat. So we may be able to expand the majority by quite a bit.
I'm so happy to hear that, Guy Rushenthaler. And, you know, I spoke the other morning at the Pennsylvania delegation breakfast. Everybody in the room is fired up. I mean, excited. It's almost like they can sense victory. They got to work hard, of course. We got to work hard. We got to get those mail-in ballots in. We got to make sure the election's secure. We got to do all those things. But you're making me feel really good right now that we can not only keep the House but also expand the seats. And then if we could get Dave in the Senate, we could pick up the Senate. And imagine that, Trump and both houses of Congress. Could you imagine?
Imagine what we could do in those 2 years.
Oh, man.
When we have the majority. I mean, what we can do with immigration, what we can do with the economy, what we can do to hold China accountable, what we can do to get the wokeness out of the military and make people want to actually enlist in the military again.
Yeah.
I mean, our recruitment numbers are horrible.
They're terrible,
the
right?
The only one that's hitting the recruitment are the U.S. Marines. They're barely hitting it. And the Space Force, which is so small, it doesn't even count. But the Navy, Army, Air Force cannot hit their recruiting numbers. numbers, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But going back to the Senate, I mean, it's not only Pennsylvania. If you want to get really excited, look at the Senate map. West Virginia is basically in the bag with Jim Justice. We're going to win West Virginia. Now that Hogan
won, after he brought his dog out last night.
Well, of course.
I mean, obviously. That was awesome.
Keep that dog away from Governor Noem.
Too soon, Guy Richenthaler. Too soon.
So West Virginia, Pennsylvania's on the map. Maryland with Hogan. With Hogan there, we could win that seat, Rich. And then Ohio, we got a really good shot of picking that up. And then Montana, we can probably beat Tester with a gentleman named Sheehy, a veteran. So, and we even, if it's a really good night, we could even get Kerry Lake in there from the Southwest. So we've got a lot of chances to really put big numbers on the board in terms of the Senate and the House.
It's always great to see you, my friend.
Hey, you too,
I really
Rich.
Appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
Congressman Guy Richenthaler, we're live here in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. Quick break. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.